would be one of my favorite songs to play whenever the score was 9-5, especially if your team was in the lead. 1-1 the count. Pitch on the way home. It misses high for ball number two, a 2-1 count. Runner on first base is James Hankerson Jr. T.P. Wentworth is on deck. If it gets to him, he would be the ninth batter of the inning. 2-1 count, misses inside, now 3-1. Also, Buonasetta now officially over 35 pitches, so he will not be returning for the next inning. That was his 37th pitch of the inning, up to 61 on the game. 3-1 count coming home, and it's a fly ball off the end of the bat towards shallow center field. Now back into the infield. It's caught by Matt and Akko, and that is out number three. So the Rafters finally able to get out of this inning, but not before four runs came across for the Dockspiders. They scored the four runs on just one hit, no errors, and they left one on base. To the fourth we go. It is 9-5 Dockspiders here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Mornings on WFHR.
A crash that covered an interstate in boxes of mozzarella cheese.
Oh, no.
Oh.
So this is one of those things that if it happened in front of me, God help me that there's a rational, smart adult next to me that tells
see
me,
going in James, like James, boxes of
yes, James, you leave that where it is. Yeah. You leave that where that is, James. It's free mozzarella. I immediately turned into my father.
Mozzarella gate.
Weekdays from 9 to 11 on WFHR.
Meet Jeff. He is having a party. Unfortunately for Jeff, Mother Nature had other ideas. Don't be like Jeff, cold and wet. Call Party Envy Rentals today for any party, big or small, at 715-465-0122.
Make your party even better with Giant Backyard Games. Party Envy is here for your graduations, weddings, corporate picnics, and more. Make your event the talk of the town with Party Envy at 715-465-0122.
Plays together. Listen, the winning will take care of itself. We just have to get everyone involved.
In interscholastic sports, we celebrate what makes every one of us unique. And in the pursuit of a common goal, everyone in the huddle, in the bleachers, and in the community comes together. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Let's get back to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
It's a new pitcher taking over for the Dockspiders once again, as the guy coming onto the mound is Eldon Santana for his third game as a Dockspider, a senior from Lawrence University. The right-hander takes over for Camden Broski after Broski ended up pitching two innings. And in those two innings, he allowed two runs. Both were earned on six hits and one walk. He did not strike out a Rafter. Now at the plate leading off the inning, it's Kareem Marusevic. And the first pitch he takes high outside for ball number one. Rafters down 9-5 in the top of the fourth inning against the Fond du Lac Dockspiders. 1-0 the count coming home, and another pitch misses high. 2-0 the count, and Kareem Marusevic will be followed by Jake Beauchene and Madden Akko due up in the top of the fourth. Marusevic, the left-handed hitting designated hitter, it's a lefty-righty matchup with Santana on the mound in the 2-0 count. Misses for ball number three. 3-0 to Marusevic, and Marusevic, 2-for-2 in the game, both on singles. 3-0 count, misses high, and a four-pitch walk to Kareem Marusevic starts the game off for Eldon Santana. Not the way that he wanted to get things rolling along, but he'll try and get back on track against the Rafters' 3-4 batters. Maybe the most dangerous part of Wisconsin Rapids' order. Kareem Marusevic, Jake Beauchene, and Matt Anaka, that's who they had to do up, and the three of them have combined for four hits in the game already. First pitch on the way to Jake Beauchene, clips the outside corner for strike number one, and 0-1 count. Beauchene 1-for-2 in the game. His last time up flew out to right field back in the second inning. Oh, and one down now. He also doubled back in the first inning. Oh, and one, the count coming home, and this is high for ball number one. Now a 1-1 count. Nobody out in the top of the fourth, and the runner on first for Reimer Rusevic. He's been on base twice already, but hasn't stolen the base as that one gets fouled back to bring in 1-2. And looking at Rusevic's numbers this season when it comes to stealing bases, not too heavy of a base stealer. He's stolen just one this year. Now back on July 12th, it's a 1-2 count. It's a swing and a miss. Strike number three, Beauchesne. Knew he didn't want to go on that one, but couldn't quite hold back. And it brings up Matanaco with a runner on first and one out in the top of the fourth inning. Still a four-run Dock Spiders lead, but the Raptors' offense has been looking good. And they've been able to get to the third pitcher for the Dock Spiders already. Pickoff move back to first, make sure that Rusevic doesn't go. So still waiting on the first pitch to Matanaco. And Akko, right-handed hitting second baseman, sends one out towards shallow center field, running out on it. The shortstop, and it'll drop in front of the center fielder for another hit for the Raptors. Their 11th of the night. They continue to keep the bats rolling as Akko gets on first and sends Kareem Rusevic to second. So now runners on first and second with only one out in the top of the fourth inning, and it brings up Landon Gaz to the plate. Gaz, the right-handed hitting first baseman. It's a righty-righty matchup with Eldon Santana. Santana looks back to second, now fires home, breaking ball, hits the outside edge for strike number one. 0-1 to count, and Gaz, 1-for-2 on the game. He flew out to center field his last time up. Pretty well-hit ball, but not well-hit enough. Wind has died down a little bit here in Fond du Lac. 0-1 count. This is high on the fastball. 1-1 the count. That fastball clocked at 89 miles an hour. So high 80s from Santana. 1-1 the count. And Gaz trying to pick up some more RBIs, but instead has a fly ball out towards right field, down the line, running up on it, the right fielder in foul territory, sliding, he makes the catch, now the runners will advance, so it goes in as a productive flyout, but an F9 in the books, Matanaco moves to second base, and Kareem Rusevic goes to third. Brings up Luke Skinner with two runners in scoring position, and two outs, in the top of the fourth. He tripled back in the third inning. Had an RBI on it as well, and eventually came around to score on Lachlan Maud's RBI single. He went 2-for-4 in the game yesterday, and trying to find his stride. He had a couple of homers in the early part of the season, but hasn't in a while. As the first pitch misses outside for ball number one to Skinner, 1-0 the count. The last home run that Skinner hit, you got to go all the way back to June 2nd at Lakeshore, over a month and a half ago. 1-0 the count now, and the pitch from Santana gets a swing and miss for strike number one. 1-1 the count. And Santana mentioned it, this is his third game for the Dock Spiders. He has not allowed an earned run yet. As Skinner pops one foul and out of play, 1-2 count. Not just an earned run, but any run for that matter. He's gone 2 2/3 innings, but just one strikeout. He did strike out Jake Beauchesne for the second strikeout of the season for him. And looking to take care of Skinner, it's a 1-2 count. One strike away from working out of this jam. Santana gets set. Pitch comes home on the 1-2, but it misses high for ball two. 2-2 the count, and Skinner, prior to his triple, he grounded out 4-3 back in the first inning. Santana's last time out, two shutout innings against Green Bay. And the 2-2 count, a breaking ball high and outside for ball number 3, now 3-2. However, his debut actually came against the Raptors back on July 2nd. Pitched here in Fond du Lac and went 2/3 of an inning. 3-2 the count going home, and Skinner fouls it away to stay alive. Strong plate appearance here from the Raptors' third baseman. Picked up his 11th RBI of the season that last plate appearance. So still a 3-2 count. And Santana looking to work out of the jam. Pitch comes home, and Skinner lifts it high and foul. I don't know how he hit that ball so hard. It's straight up in the air, but that thing was in and on the knees, twisted into some sort of pretzel, but able to make contact with it. 3-2 the count, pitch number 8 of the plate appearance coming up next. Runner still on second and third, pitch from Santana. This time it's a swing and a miss, strike number 3, and that takes care of Luke Skinner for the third out in the fourth inning. The Raptors, no runs on the one hit. There were no errors, and the Raptors left 2 on base. We go to the bottom of the fourth. It is 9-5 Dox Fighters here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Find your perfect fit at Mid-State Technical College. You wear many hats. Family, friends, hobbies, career, maybe more. Let Mid-State make finding your career hat easier with in-demand programs and certificates, flexible class scheduling, and unmatched support for your success. Even transfer your credits to a 4-year university. Mid-State is here to help you find your perfect fit and make time for it all. Learn more at mstc.edu/perfectfit.
Hi everyone, Seth here from Seth Faces the Music. You know, being the host of the award-winning second greatest radio show in the state of Wisconsin can be a lot of work. I have to come up with new themes all the time. So in the interest of clarity, here are some topics I will not be using in upcoming episodes.
Mittens, tinfoil, gastric bypass surgery, window treatments, 17th century Japanese art, outhouses, bowler hats, spam, clog dancing.
Seth Faces the Music, every Sunday from 6 to 8 p.m. only on WFHR.
Why are interscholastic sports called the last classroom of the day? Because they teach students important life lessons like teamwork, accountability, and perseverance. School sports are so much more than a game. They're about developing the whole person. That's why they're an essential part of every student's education.
Encourage your student to participate in the last classroom of the day. Interscholastic sports in Wisconsin. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Let's get back to the game here on WFHR.
As previously mentioned, A.J. Buonasetta did have to come out of the game for the Raptors as he hit the 35-pitch marker and turns it over to a Raptors left-handed pitcher, Preston Steiner, who comes into this game and is looking to get back on the right track. He certainly struggled in his couple of appearances here and trying to find his flow, and we'll see if he can here against the Dox Fighters. The Dox Fighters, though, have been looking strong offensively. They scored 9 runs through the first 3 innings against the Raptors and lead it 9-5 here in the bottom of the fourth. So they'll be led off with their 5-hole batter, T.P. Wentworth. It'll be Wentworth, Mensick, and McCarthy due up in the bottom of the fourth. First pitch to Wentworth, it's a swing and a miss for strike number 1, an 0-1 count. And Preston Steiner certainly been struggling this season, like I mentioned, for the Raptors, but trying to turn it around. He's got some good stuff, but looking to show it off. 0-1 count coming home, breaking ball, and it misses low and away for ball number 1, and that curveball has a ton of vertical drop to it. You can visually see it. 1-1 the count, and Steiner brings the leg up, fires home, and the pitch misses high for ball number 2, a 2-1 count. Steiner comes from North Iowa Area Community College, a native of Potosi, Wisconsin. Just a sophomore, and looking to find some consistency. His last time out, not too bad, as the 2-1 count is lifted into left field. There is Beauchesne, and he has to adjust it. It bounces off of the glove. So So Jake Beauchamp can't bring it in as the night sky is upon us here in Fond du Lac, and maybe play a little bit on his eyes, and it allows T.P. Wentworth to jog on over to second base. So now Landon Mancic stepping up to the plate. That goes in as the Rafters' third error of the game in E7 there. Second error by Jake Beauchamp. Tough for him as this one's hit up in the middle, and Harper, a diving play, throwing over to first. It is in time, got him. 6-3 on the putout, and a nice play by Eric Harper in the six hole. Makes care that Landon Mancic is out. Although T.P. Wentworth did advance to third base, it brings up Reese McCarthy with a runner on third and one out in the bottom of the fourth. Well, I mentioned it last time out for Steiner, not too bad. Allowed just one earned run over two innings against Green Bay, but this is this one in the dirt, and it gets away. The run will come home to score on a wild pitch, and that makes this a 10-5 game. The Dock Spiders lead it in the bottom of the fourth. Base is now empty with only one out, and Reese McCarthy looking to reach for the third time today, but he is over one. He reached on an error back in the first inning. Orlando the count to him, and showing bunt pulls back as it misses low for ball number two. 2-0 the count. McCarthy walked back into the third inning his last time up. Eventually came around and scored. He also scored in the first inning after reaching on the air. 2-0 count, hit up the middle, bounces off the foot of Steiner, slowed down, throw across from second, not in time, as that's going to be an infield single for Reese McCarthy. Gets his first hit of the game, and the sixth hit of the night for the Dock Spiders, as it brings up Sam Pease with a runner on first and one out. And Steiner, in his first couple of outings, really struggled with the walks. In his first three appearances, he walked seven batters over one inning, but turned that around his last time out, only walked one batter over two innings. Wild pitch here, though, it allows McCarthy to take off for second base, so now a runner in scoring position, and a 1-0 count to the piece. So that's really what you're looking for. You're looking for control from Steiner. If he's able to find his spot, you hope that he should be fine. Now a 1-0 count to Pease, and the pitch from Steiner, breaking ball in there for strike number one. 1-1 the count, and Pease, the right-handed hitting DH. It's a righty-lefty matchup with Steiner on the mound. Pease 1-for-1 in the game. His last time up, he drew a walk and came around to score. Steiner looks back to second, makes sure that McCarthy doesn't go too far. Breaking ball again. It misses low for ball number two, and Steiner relies heavily on that curveball, and understandably so when you can see how much it drops. Now a 2-1 count to Pease, and his one hit came on an RBI single back in the first inning. 2-1 coming home, and it misses inside for ball number three. A 3-1 count now, and on deck, Rex Watson. He will hope to give him two base runners. 3-1 the count. Pease has not hit a home run this season. Pitch on the way home, and misses high for ball number four, and he has reached for the third time today. Brings up Rex Watson with a runner on first and second, and one out. In the bottom of the fourth, a 5-run lead for the Dock Spiders. And they scored one run in the fourth and four runs in the fifth. The Raptors previously had this game tied up at 5, entering the bottom of the third inning, but not able to keep it as such. The walks have really been a problem for the Raptors today. Steiner now brings it home to Watson, who pulls back on a shown bunt as it's taken at the knees for strike number one. 0-1 the count. And Rex Watson lays down a sacrifice bunt back in the third inning as well. Could be looking to do the same here. 0-1 count, but doesn't show bunt on that pitch, but it missed low anyways for ball number one. 1-1 the count. Reese McCarthy on second, Sam Pease on first. The Dock Spiders looking to keep the offense moving. One and one in the count, and Steiner looks back to second. Brings the pitch home to Watson, grounded over to the right side of the infield, sneaks on through to the right, running up on it, and now Kobayashi can't field it cleanly, but the runners will stay put either way as he throws it back into second base. Three straight batters have now reached for the Dock Spiders as Rex Watson loads them up with a single. Watson on first, Sam Pease on second, and Reese McCarthy is on third. Back to the top of the card, Jaron Cotton going to try and drive in his first run of the game. Already a 10-5 lead for the Dock Spiders. Steiner looking home with Lachlan Maude behind the plate. Almond Glove now brings it up and sends it home. Gets a swing and a miss for strike number one. Cotton, the right-handed hitting shortstop. And it's a righty-lefty matchup with Steiner on the mound. Cotton up for the fourth time in this game. Steiner looking to take care of him for the first. 0-1 count. Gets another swing and a miss. 0-2, and Cotton can't figure out that pitch from Steiner right now. So an 0-2 count. Cotton, he has walked his last two times up, but he's 0-1 in the game after striking out looking in the first. He's had an at-bat in every single inning so far. 0-2 count comes home, and this time holds off on the swing as it misses low and away for ball number one. 1-2 the count. Cotton showed off the plate discipline in those first three plate appearances. He had a full count in all three of them. Drew a walk in two. Now a 1-2 count. Pitch coming home to Cotton is called outside for ball number two. And now a 2-2 count. It looked like home plate umpire was about to call strike number three and then thought twice about it and said otherwise. 2-2 the count. And Cotton still in the batter's box. Pitch from Steiner. Misses in the dirt. Good block by Maude to bring the count full once again. Four straight plate appearances with a full count to Jaron Cotton. If I had a nickel for every inning where Jaron Cotton had a full count, I would have four nickels, which isn't a lot, but it's odd because it's only the fourth inning. 3-2 the count coming home, and Cotton fouls it back, still a 3-2 count. Taylor Freeman is on deck if it gets there. With one out, an inning-ending double play is in order, but the Rafters hoping to turn it. They got to get the ground ball first. 3-2 count. And the pitch coming home. It misses high for ball number four, and that will walk home a run. It's now an 11-5 ball game in the bottom of the fourth. And that sends Jaron Cotton over to first base. Rex Watson goes to second on Cotton's walk, and Sam Pease to third as Reese McCarthy comes home to score. Runners still on every bag, and one away to Taylor Freeman. First pitch misses in the dirt for ball number one, blocked by Maude. 1-0 the count, and Maude taking his time to throw it back to Steiner, make sure that he's all good to go. Taylor Freeman, the right-handed hitting second baseman. It's a righty-lefty matchup with Steiner still on the mound. 1-0 the count, and Steiner looking home, brings the pitch. It misses outside for ball number two. 2-0 the count. Worth noting, that was the 25th pitch of the inning for Preston Steiner after two pitchers have already been forced out of the game due to the 35-pitch inning limit. Might be in for another one if Steiner's not able to work quickly through this. 2-0 count. Misses outside again. 3-0 the count. And the Rafters pitching today has really struggled with location. Steiner not trying to walk his third batter of the game. Bases are loaded, but a 3-0 count to Freeman. Steiner looking home, brings the leg up and fires, and this time it's on the lower outside corner for strike number one. 3-1 the count. Bases loaded with one away, and you're looking for that ground ball, but really you're just looking for outs of any sort at this point. 3-1 count coming home, and this is high outside for ball number four, and that is five straight batters that have reached for the Dock Spiders. Third walk of the inning from Preston and Steiner, and tough look for the Raptors right now as Mike Spears will head out to the mound to have a chat with Steiner. And you really hate to see this right now with Preston Steiner's struggles because he's such a good guy and a fun guy to talk to, but man, this season has just not gone his way right now, and trying to make it back here, he's coming back from his past season at North Iowa Area College, and during this past year, Steiner managed just 12 to 30 innings of work. And, well, he started off the year really strong, but after those first three starts, really struggled reporting outs and trying to get back to the start of the collegiate season. I mean, he has not been able to get the momentum going in his direction, and confidence is such a key thing, and right now, kind of feels like that confidence is shot. So Mike Spears going out there and trying to make sure that he's in the right mindset. Bases still loaded with one out, and the first pitch misses in the dirt. It bounces away from Maud. Here comes another run, and it's a wild pitch that makes it now 13-5. Dock Spiders in the bottom of the fourth. Anderson Jr. at the plate. Now hitting from the right side of the plate. Righty-lefty matchup with Steiner on the mound. 1-0 count coming home, and Anderson lifts it into left field down the line. That will reach into the corner for a hit. Here comes one run. Here comes another. It's a 6-1 fourth inning for Fond du Lac. They lead it now 15-5 in the bottom of the fourth. Two RBI double. And that is Anderson's third hit of the game. He's now got four RBIs. Jaron Cotton scores from third. Taylor Freeman scores from second. And Steiner just trying to get outs right now. He is finally finding the spot on that last one, but Anderson just had to reach out and grab that. I tell you what, he is a talented hitter and hitting so well for a reason. First pitch now to Jonathan Fitz. Hits the outside edge for strike number one and 0-1 count. Ninth batter of the inning. Fitz up with a runner on second and one out in the bottom of the fourth. 15-5, the lead for the Dock Spiders. 0-1 count to the right-handed hitting catcher. It's a righty-lefty matchup. This pitch misses low, and that's going to bounce off of the top of the foot of Jonathan Fitz. And he didn't like that one. A hit-by-pitch will put the ninth batter of the inning aboard, and that's now seven consecutive batters that have reached for the Dock Spiders. Steiner getting closer to that 35-pitch limit right now, and looking like he will hit it, but just trying to get outs right now. You're just trying to get out of this inning. You're not even focused on that anymore. Runners on first and second, and one out in the bottom of the fourth. And now the left-handed hitting T.P. Wentworth stepping into the batter's box. It's the second time he stepped up to the plate this inning. He reached on an E7 earlier in the frame. A fly ball out to left field that O'Shane couldn't bring in. First pitch to him misses high for ball number one. And, well, even if that ball had been brought in by O'Shane, this inning would still be going on. Only one out with runners on first and second, and a 10-run Dock Spiders lead. Steiner looking to get the second out, looks back to second, Now brings the pitch home and held off on as it's called outside for ball number two. 2-0 now. Wentworth, 1-for-3 on the game. He flew out to center field in the second and he singled back earlier in the game with an RBI. 2-0 the count from Steiner, and Wentworth sends this one high in the air, out of bounds, down the left field line, and bounces off the top of the grandstand. 2-1 the count, and great night for baseball here in Fond du Lac. And well, when it started, it was low 80s. I was like, okay, this is great weather. Well, now that the sun set, I'm kind of wishing that I had brought a jacket. I still say that it's great baseball temperature, though. 2-1 count as Wentworth swings and misses for strike number two. 2-2 the count. I am a little bit picky when it comes to my temperatures. And I'm checking in my backpack right now. I did not bring my hoodie. A little bit disappointed here. 2-2 the count with runners on first and second. Wentworth grounds it foul down the first baseline, so he stays alive. I did, however, bring a hat and gloves for whatever reason. That is sitting in the bottom of my backpack. So I got something to keep me warm if I, for whatever reason, get cold. Certainly not that cool of a night out here. I mean, like I said, good night for baseball. 2-2 count, taking on the inside edge. Ball strike three, and Steiner finally able to get that second out of the inning. Ends the streak of consecutive base runners for the Dock Spiders, and it brings up Landon Mensick with two away and runners on first and second. And from this point on, every run will be unearned if any more come across in this fifth inning. Steiner is officially over the 35-pitch mark. He's at 38 pitches in the fourth inning alone. First one on the way to Mensick. It's off the end of the bat towards the right side of the infield. Picked up at first base. Now a race to the bag, and just in time, Gaz is able to step on it. Three unassisted for the third out of the fourth inning. But in that fourth inning, six runs come across on the 1-2-3 hits for the Dock Spiders. They also had those three hits. They had one error for the Rafters, and there was also two runners left on base. We go to the fifth inning. It is 15-5 Dock Spiders here on WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids.
When it comes to heating and cooling homes in central Wisconsin, make the call to the Bullpen for Comfort Heating Cooling Fireplaces, a proud partner of your Wisconsin Rapids Rafters. For more than 25 years, the Bryant experts have done whatever it takes to keep homeowners like you comfortable, from simple repairs and service to complete HVAC replacements and beyond. So no matter what you need, you'll know that their team has your back.
Need HVAC service now? Schedule yours by visiting comfortaire.biz. That's comfortaire.biz.
Let's get one thing straight. Nothing compares to Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa. Big wins, fun promos, real cash. No one in the area does it like we do. Every night feels like the weekend. Grab your friends, your family, whoever brings the fun, and fuel up with your favorite meals, sip on something new, and hit the floor. Live music, endless chances to win, and games that light up the night. Ready to turn an ordinary night into something unforgettable? Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa, your place to play.
Hey, everybody. Glad you could join us. I'm Tim Hubbelt, better known as the Polka Guy, on the Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show.
Join Tim every Saturday and Sunday for a great variety of polkas, waltzes, and more. Wake up at 7 a.m. on Saturday morning to get the weekend started on the right foot, then enjoy a lively Sunday afternoon at 1 p.m. Same great show, two different times, one fun weekend. The Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show, 7 a.m. Saturdays and 1 p.m. Sundays, only on WFHR, locally grown radio.
Now, let's get back to exciting Rafters baseball here on WFHR.
Now into the fifth inning, and not a game to remember so far from the Rafters. It's a 15-5 Dock Spiders lead as the pitching has certainly struggled here in the game. And well, the Rafters offense hoping to get back to work here in the top of the fifth. They're going to be led off by Lachlan Maude as the first pitch on the way. Hits the zone for strike number one, and 0-1 count. And Maude, the right-handed hitting catcher. It's a righty-righty matchup with Eldon Santana back out to work for the Dock Spiders. 0-1 count. This is high and away for ball number one. Well, maybe the game's not going the way that you want. However, the exciting news is that it is time for the Raptors mailbag. Fifth inning means it's time for you to have your questions answered if you'd like to ask me anything. It can be Raptors-related. It can be really whatever questions that you want. Feel free to send them in to RaftersRadioBroadcast@gmail.com. Once again, that's RaftersRadioBroadcast@gmail.com. 2-1 count gets a swing and a miss from Maw. Now a 2-2 count, and we'll be more than happy to answer your questions here on the broadcast. Love getting to interact with you guys, and hope that you are having a great night wherever you're tuned into. 2-2 the count to Maw, and he fouls one back into the netting. Still 2-2 the count, and the Raptors right now trying to get back on track. This offense has been clicking. They've got 11 hits. They have still out-hit the Dock Spiders. They've out-hit the Dock Spiders by 3, 11-8. But they're down on the scoreboard 15-5 right now. Defense and pitching has been struggling. 2-2 the count coming home to Maude. And this is outside for ball number 3, a 3-2 count. And Maude about to see his 7th pitch of the plate appearance. Pitch on the way home from Santana, swing and a miss for strike number 3, and that takes care of Maude. Brings up Hiroto Kobayashi with the bases empty, and one out in the top of the 5th. Raptors trailing by 10, and Hiroto Kobayashi up at the plate, the right-handed hitting right fielder. It's a righty-righty matchup. First pitch on the way home, a fastball that clips the outside edge for strike number 1. 0-1 the count. Kobayashi, 1-for-2 in the game. He doubled back in the 3rd inning. He popped out to first in the 2nd. 0-1 count, ripped down the left field line, and it stays fair. Going into the corner, Kobayashi's at first. He'll round for 2nd, and this one's going to be an easy stand-up double. Back-to-back doubles for Hiroto Kobayashi, and he has a big game going for him offensively. Brings up Eric Harper with a runner on 2nd and 1 out in the top of the 5th. And you just love to see what Kobayashi's been able to do as of late. It really feels like he's turned a corner. And while, yes, his season numbers are still relatively low, he has been steadily and slowly improving them throughout the year. And right now, he seems like one of the Raptors' better hitters. As Eric Harper swings and misses at the first one for strike number 1 and 0-1 count. You can see that just a smooth swing, and finally able to make the contact that he's been looking for. He's been strong plate discipline-wise all year long, but now getting the hits to pair with him. 0-1 the count to Harper. Breaking ball drops in there for a strike. 0-2, and Harper back in the 3rd inning, finally able to get on base with a walk. It had been a while since the last time that he's been on base, but he's still looking for that hit. 0-2 the count coming home, and the pitch misses low and away for ball number 1, a 1-2 count. And the Raptors coming off of a 6-0 loss at home yesterday to the Green Bay Rockers as the 1-2 count. This is outside for ball number 2. 2-2 now, and with that loss, the Raptors were shut out for the 3rd straight time at home. And so while the offense had been struggling at home, the pitching staff certainly hadn't been. Here on the road, though, not quite the same deal. 2-2 count gets a swing and a miss for strike number 3, and Eric Harper goes down on strikes as it brings back up the top of the guard. Royce Clayton Jr. up for the 4th time this game, looking for hit number 3. Right-handed hitting center fielder, it's a righty-righty matchup with Eldon Santana still cooking on the rubber. Back in the 4th inning, Santana made his first appearance, and he went through a shutout frame. Did allow one walk and one hit, but that was it. Now here in the 5th, he's allowed just the double to Kobayashi. And the first pitch to Clayton misses for ball number 1. Clayton 2-for-3 in the game. His last time up, though, grounded into a double play to end the 3rd. 1-0 count with a runner on 2nd and 2 away. 10-run lead for the Dock Spiders, and the breaking ball hits the outside edge for strike number 1. 1-1 the count, and Royce Clayton Jr. was selected as the beer batter here, so the fans lend him here, but what they don't know is that he's been on a hot streak as of late. 1-1 the count, it's rounded foul down the first baseline, a 1-2 count. Now, he has struggled with the strikeouts early in the season, but really trying to get it turned around, and he's been looking a lot better as of late. Now, that's not to say that he's not still strikeout prone. He certainly is. He's going to try and avoid that here with a 1-2 count. Pitch coming home. It is outside. Called for ball number two, a 2-2 count. Clayton from Cal State Northridge. He struck out just one time in the last three games that he's played in. Got a 2-2 count here. Looking back to second, now Santana fires it. It's over Clayton's head for ball number three, but picked up behind the plate by Jonathan Fitz. A full count to Clayton. One of the most impressive things as well has been that Clayton's been able to draw walks as of late. Three walks in the last three games to pair with the three hits. 3-2 count coming home. Breaking ball high for ball number four, and Clayton on for the third time this game. As now the Rafters have runners on first and second with two outs in the top of the fifth. And now up to the plate, it's Kareem Arusevic, who has reached all three times today. And Arusevic, the left-handed hitting DH, it's a lefty-righty matchup with Santana on the mound. Arusevic, a perfect 2-for-2, and he walked his last time up. First pitch here called for a strike at the letters, an 0-1 count. Arusevic, prior to the walk, he singled his first two times up. 0-1 the count with the two runners aboard. Pitch coming home from Santana, misses high for ball number one, a 1-1 count. Jake Beauchesne is on deck if it gets there, but with two outs, Arusevic has to extend the inning. 1-1 the count, and Santana taking his time. Now it's hit high in the air out towards right field, lost in the night sky. The center fielder is tracking under it. Now he's got it, and he's there for out number three. That takes us through the middle of the game. We're halfway there. Rafters trailing 15-5, and in that fifth inning, no runs on the one hit. There were no errors and two left on base. Bottom of the fifth comes up next. This is Rafters Baseball on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Summer is here, and construction zones are everywhere. With crews working diligently, it's crucial to stay vigilant for nails and screws on the road. After all, a flat tire can quickly derail your day. If you discover a nail or screw in your tire, head straight to 8th Street Auto. Their expert team will not only assess your tire, but also conduct a thorough inspection of your vehicle to help prevent future issues. Trust the certified professionals at 8th Street Auto to ensure your vehicle is in top shape so you can hit the road confidently and fully prepared for your next adventure.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. In February of 2024, Governor Tony Evers signed new maps for the Wisconsin State Legislature into law, putting an end to one of the most extreme partisan gerrymanders anywhere in the country. While that was a momentous achievement for democracy in the state, that wasn't the end of the story. Since then, for more than a year, Fair Maps advocates and pro-democracy activists have been looking to take the next step and propose a new plan for independent redistricting in Wisconsin that would be here for the long haul. It's a compelling, well-constructed plan that would take the job of drawing maps away from the politicians who run for office on those very maps. In this new feature story, I take a closer look inside this citizen-led grassroots effort as it goes from the idea phase to being presented to the public. Because we absolutely need a long-term solution for redistricting reform in Wisconsin so we don't end up seeing either political party gerrymander Wisconsin's maps ever again.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area.
Now, let's get back to exciting Rafters baseball here on WFHR.
Well, hello and welcome back into Rafters baseball here on WFHR. I'm Austin Thomas, and, well, the Rafters down 15-5 now, and they've had to have their pitcher taken out for the third time this game due to the 35 pitch limit in an inning. And now coming into the game, it's Brent Gallegos who takes over for Preston Steiner after Steiner allowed 6 runs, 5 of them were earned on 3 hits and 3 walks in 1 inning of action. He did have 1 strikeout and hit 1 batter with 3 wild pitches. He had 11 total batters faced and threw 39 pitches before handing it off to Brent Gallegos. Gallegos now coming into the game. He'll take on Reese McCarthy to lead off the bottom of the 5th inning. 15-5 lead for the Dockspiders. First pitch right down the middle for strike number 1, an 0-1 count. And McCarthy, the left-handed hitting third baseman, it's a lefty-righty matchup with the Rafters reliever Brent Gallegos on the mound. Two-way player for the Rafters, but he hasn't seen a plate appearance in some time as the 0-1 count misses for ball number 1. 1-1 the count. And Gallegos from Butte College, a redshirt freshman there after following Eric Robles here. 1-1 count on the way home. This one's laced out towards right center field. Running up on it, a diving play from Clayton, and he brought that one in. Royce Clayton Jr., a flyout and a big-time play to take care of the leadoff man in the 5th inning. Brings up Sam Pease to the plate with one away and the bases empty in the bottom of the 5th. Still a 15-5 game. And Pease, the right-handed hitting DH. First pitch to him is a swing and a miss for strike number 1. Owen won the count, and Pease, 1-for-1 in the game. He's drawn 2 walks. Owen won the count coming home, and this one misses outside for ball number 1. And with Sam Pease, the Rafters are going to have to ask him, pretty Pease, don't get on base. 1-1 the count, and Gallegos looking to do just that. 1-1 count here is fouled away to bring it 1-2. And Gallegos, you look at his last time out, went 3 innings back against Madison, and it was really his first inning that he was roughed up in. He allowed 3 runs, 2 of them were earned, but all of those coming in his first inning of action, and then he had 2 shutout innings to follow. 1-2 the count coming home, and a check swing doesn't matter. It's called for strike number 3, and that takes care of Sam Pease. Back-to-back batters retired by Brent Gallegos as it brings up Rex Watson with the bases empty and 2 outs in the bottom of the 5th. 15-5 lead for the Dockspiders. And Watson hoping to keep the inning alive. He's a left-handed hitting right fielder. It's a lefty-righty matchup with Brent Gallegos. Gallegos went a season-long 3 innings his last time out as the first pitch misses inside for ball number 1, a 1-0 count. And when I was talking with Manny Silva as part of the pregame interview a few days ago, he had mentioned Gallegos as maybe one of the most impressive players right now. 1-0 the count, called on the inside edge for strike number 1, a 1-1 count, and specifically mentioned how it was so impressive that he was able to go 3 innings. A often used short inning reliever. This is his 16th appearance for the Rafters. 1-1 count, misses low for ball number 2, now 2-1. And Gallegos, he's up over 20 innings pitched in the summer. Prior to that game against Madison, he had taken 9 days off between appearances after previously pitching against Fond du Lac on July 9th. 2-1 count is called for a strike, a 2-2 count. However, back against the Dockspiders, it did not go his way, allowing 3 runs. All 3 were earned on 5 walks over an inning and 2/3. So he certainly struggled with the walks, but trying to get back on the right track here. 2-2 count, taken a little bit high for ball number 3. Gallegos thought that he was out of the inning, but not quite there. 3-2 the count, and Watson, 1-for-2 on the game. He singled his last time up after having a sack bunt and a fielder's choice ground out. 3-2 count, lifted out towards left field, running up on it, Beauchesne, and he'll make the catch on the run for out number 3. That takes us to the 6th, and in that 5th inning, 3 up, 3 down. No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left on base. And in the sixth, it'll be 15-5 Dock Spiders when we return here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Hey, baseball fans, are you ready to swing for the fences in your career instead of warming the bench? By joining Skyward's award-winning team, you'll put education technology solutions into the hands of school leaders who serve over 7 million students around the world. Innovation, collaboration, and fun are all a part of the Skyward culture. So what are you waiting for? Step up to the plate and apply today at www.skyward.com/careers.
This one goes out to the elder millennials. We're not as flashy as those other millennials and not as grungy as Gen X, but our music deserves another listen. Burn Before Listening features hits, no, we can't read them by the local face. Deep cuts, and some authentic cringe. This is how you remind. From 2000 to 2009, Burn Before Listening on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, Sundays at 9 p.m.
Sports allow us to play, learn, and grow. But there's something more important than victory. At the U.S. Center for Safe Sport, we believe every athlete deserves to be safe. Safe from abuse and misconduct on and off the field. We equip athletes, parents, coaches, and others with the right education to recognize, prevent, and respond to harmful behavior. Join the movement to champion respect and end abuse at uscenterforsafesport.org.
Let's get back to the ballpark and more Wisconsin Rapids Raptors baseball on WFHR.
Once again, Eldon Santana will return to the mound for the Dock Spiders. The right-hander has already pitched two innings for Fond du Lac and looking to make it three. He has shut the Raptors out over those two innings and has recorded four strikeouts as well. So looking to keep his dominance going, although the Raptors have been able to get on base. Each inning, they've put on two base runners, but they've left them both stranded. The Raptors, through five innings, have left nine men on base, two in each of the last four innings. First pitch to Jake Beauchesne is called for strike number one in 0-1 count. And well, that's not entirely the reason why the Raptors are trailing on the scoreboard. 0-1 count, misses high for ball number one, a 1-1 count. They have been able to drive in runs this game. First and third innings, they did so. First inning, they scored three. Third inning, they scored two runs. That's what has them there five, as the 1-1 count is fouled back and out of play. Now 1-2 the count. But even so, the Raptors have been cold as of late and left a lot of opportunities. 1-2 the count coming home from Santana. Gets a swing and a miss for strike number three. Fifth strikeout of the game for Eldon Santana. And it brings up Madden Akko with the bases empty and one away in the top of the sixth. Now up at the plate, Madden Akko. And Akko, the right-handed hitting second baseman, 2-for-2 on the game. He singled his last two times up, and he walked the time prior. First pitch on the way is called for strike number one, and 0-1 count. Coming home, and that's called for strike number two. Now an 0-2 count. Prior to those two singles, Akko walked in the first. He also scored his first two times on base. Now an 0-2 count, working from behind, sends one into left field. That gets on through into the corner. Akko's on first, now rounding for second. He's hustling, the throw coming in. Oh, that beats him in plenty of time. And Akko trying to avoid the tag, not able to do so. It's a single, but he gets thrown out at second base, trying to turn it into a double. Brings up Landon Gaz with two away, and the base is empty in the top of the sixth inning. Raptors still down 10, and Gaz, the right-handed hitting first baseman. It's a righty-righty matchup with Santana on the mound. And Gaz, his last two times have both been flyouts that he's hit pretty well. It's not well enough. First pitch in there for a strike. It's an 0-1 count. Santana brings the leg up and fires home. The pitch hits the outside for strike number two, and now an 0-2 count. Gaz, prior to those flyouts, he singled with two RBIs on that back in the first inning. 0-2 coming home, and it's hit over to the left side of the infield. Over to third base, not picked up cleanly. Now it'll be kept in the hand after it's re-grabbed by the third baseman. And Reese McCarthy just not able to bring that one in. Would have been a quick throw over to first, but I assume that that'll be an E5 as it brings up Luke Skinner with a runner on first and two away in the top of the sixth inning. First pitch to Skinner is in there for strike number one, and officially that does go in as an error on McCarthy. Well, the last two Rafters to step up to the plate have reached successfully as the 0-1 count misses high for ball number one, a 1-1 count. However, last one an error, and the previous one, Akko was thrown out at second trying to turn it into a double. So a runner on first with two away, 1-1 count to Skinner, pitch coming home, and Skinner fouls it back into the netting. 1-2 the count. Skinner 1-for-3 on the game. He struck out swinging on the eighth pitch of the plate appearance back in the fourth. Before that, he had an RBI triple and grounded out 4-3. 1-2 count, grounded towards first, but foul sharply off the bat. And still a 1-2 count. Lachlan Maud is on deck if it gets there, and Santana for the Dock Spiders hoping to go through three complete innings. He's up to 57 pitches in the game. Pitch 15 of the inning, gets a big swing and a miss from Skinner on the foul tip. Strike number three, sixth K of the game for Eldon Santana, and that takes care of the Rafters in the sixth. No runs on the one hit. There was one error, and the Rafters left one aboard. We go to the bottom of the sixth. It's 15-5 Dock Spiders here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
My name is Ariel. When I arrived in the U.S. at 19, I struggled to find job opportunities without my high school diploma. My entire life changed when I took a chance and got my high school diploma at age 22. Everything I have, my education, my career, my marriage, I owe to the Adult Literacy Center and my teachers. They were with me every step of the way, helping with my English and math, making sure I push through all the challenges.
Ariel, your success proves that what I'm doing as a teacher has real meaning.
It was an honor helping you achieve your greatness. Now you're helping others achieve theirs. It inspires me.
Education was the key that unlocked all my opportunities.
When you graduate, they graduate. Find free and supportive adult education centers near you at finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Meet Jeff. He is having a party. Unfortunately for Jeff, Mother Nature had other ideas. Don't be like Jeff, cold and wet. Call Party Envy Rentals today for any party, big or small, at 715-465-0122.
Make your party even better with Giant Backyard Games. Party Envy is here for your graduations, weddings, corporate picnics, and more. Make your event the talk of the town with Party Envy at 715-465-0122.
You're listening to Wisconsin Rapids Rafters Baseball on WFHR.
Well, hello everybody and welcome back into Rafters Baseball here on WFHR. I'm Austin Thomas as we bring you back in. It is the bottom of the sixth inning and the Rafters trying to get back into this game down 15-5. It'll be a long road back, but Brent Gallegos had a very good-looking fifth inning, and he's hoping to keep that momentum rolling here into the bottom of the sixth. First pitch on the way gets a late swing and a miss from the leadoff man, Jaron Cotton. 0-1 the count, and Brent Gallegos came in for all three batters of the fifth inning, had a flyout, a strikeout, and another flyout. Now an 0-1 count to the leadoff batter in the batting order and of the inning. 0-1 count taken upstairs. It's now 1-1. Cotton has walked his last three times up at the plate. He has had a full count in all four plate appearances so far. Part of the reason why these pitch counts have gotten so high has been because of him. 1-1 the count coming home, and the breaking ball misses away for ball number two. Now a 2-1 count. That one did not miss by much. It's a good pitch from Gallegos, but didn't get the swing. And so now a 2-1 count. Cotton looking to get on base any way that he can. And, well, he's been able to draw walks so far this game. He's got a 3-1 count. Gallegos takes a deep breath now on the mound, looks over to third and brings the leg up and fires, gets a swing and a miss. So guess what? It's another full count to Cotton, his fifth full count of the game. And it brings up the payoff pitch from Gallegos. He looks back out towards center field while stretching. 3-2 count coming home. Swing and a miss for strike number three. And that takes care of Jaron Cotton. Brings up Taylor Freeman with the bases empty and one away in the bottom of the sixth. And the Rafters trying to find